6:15. So tomorrow evening, right around this time, the Lansing Board of Water and Light Commissioners are going to be meeting a special meeting to talk about a financial settlement with that fire general manager, Peter Lark. Could cost BWL about $1 million, potentially. Dennis Lowney, First Ward Commissioner for the Lansing Board of Water and Light. Dennis, great to have you here.
Oh, thanks for having me, Michael. I appreciate the public service you do on your show.
No, well, thank you for noting that. Well, let me ask you this. Would you agree to pay Peter Lark, let's say, close to that number if you have to?
Well, personally, I mean, I didn't think he should remain in that position or that we needed a change. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I felt that we had a good basis for relieving him at just cause, and that's what we did. Okay.
But that does leave this $1 million potential out there, does it not?
Well, you know, we do have insurance, so our understanding going into some of the settlement negotiations was that the Board of Water and Light would be responsible for the first $100,000, mm-hmm. and then after that, our insurance would cover
the rest of
it.
Wow. Yeah. He, like, won the lottery, I think, huh?
Well, you know, our hope, and again, I don't, I know what range we had talked about. Tomorrow night we'll actually hear from the attorney what settlement may have been reached. We did empower our chair, David Price, and our chair of Human Resources, Cynthia Ward, to act as our representatives in the negotiations. Okay. So they'll be talking to us.
Do you have a ballpark on what you think it's going to end up being?
You know, I think it'll be under. The most he would have been paid if it would have been without cause was the $900,000. Mm-hmm. My hope is that it will be under that. I think that's what the board was shooting for.
Okay, but you said it'll cost what the BWL just $100,000, but wouldn't that increase the premiums if this payout happens?
It may increase the premiums for us that we paid to the insurer, but. Right. You know, we've had several years where we've been paying insurance to them, paying premiums to them for
this kind of protection.
Like
I see.
Yeah, that's why you pay insurance. So,
and is that decision going to be finalized tomorrow, or is there really any conversation to be had after tomorrow?
Well, my understanding is that the special board meeting, we will go into closed session and hear the presentation from the attorney. We will make a decision whether we support that settlement agreement, mm-hmm. and then we will come out and vote on it as a board tomorrow night. So we will know by the end of the night if there is a settlement that we agree to, and if so, we'll vote on that tomorrow night.
His attorney, Mr. Brookover, he told the Lansing State Journal that the BWL was not timely in responding to his Freedom of Information Act request. Do you know what it is he was looking for?
I don't. I understand he wanted a lot of information, emails, and other things.
Right. What you guys were doing, right, in terms of deciding to fire him?
Yeah, uh-huh. I think that was the goal. But, you know, it's a difficult situation, and I have to be careful of what I say because there is legal negotiations going on, and technically nothing's been agreed to.
You mean the legality of the payout at this point, the settlement?
Correct. I mean, the attorneys are talking, and, you know, I have to be careful in what's said overall.
Have you talked to Peter Lark since he was fired?
I have not.
Uh-huh. He's still in town, though, is he?
I know he still has a home in town. Mm-hmm. He has a home in Okemos, I believe, or East Lansing, actually, it is.
Yeah, Mayor Bernero, you know, he said he wants to put an end to these kinds of golden parachutes and these long-term contracts. Is there going to be a decision to do that?
Yes. I know that our human resources chair, several of the members of the board have spoken to her, mm-hmm. and we've asked that as soon as we can get this settlement behind us that we can pass a resolution that we would limit our some of our requirements when we have a general manager. So we would limit those to one-year contracts.
1 year.
Yep.
So no longer than a year, they'll just have to keep renewing?
Yes, uh-huh. That's the goal. And much of what we want to do is mirror what the mayor had originally proposed at his State of the State. We mm-hmm. think it, it makes sense to put that in the charter if that's what the mayor wants to do, but we can do that with a resolution and make it part of our board policy. So we think that makes sense to move forward with that.
And you said this settlement with Peter Lark, it'll cost the BWL no more than $100,000. The rest is insurance?
I can't say 100%, but when we went into negotiations, it was explained that our insurer had empowered the attorney to negotiate on our behalf. And at that point, the initial cost to the Board of Water and Light would be $100,000, and the insurer had agreed to pay that. I just want to be careful, too, because I can't say if the settlement comes back, there's some quirkiness to it, some different clauses that the insurance is going to pay everything. I believe the policy that we have with them will cover the majority of the settlement.
Right. Before I let you go, I've got to ask you about the inspector general position. We're still going to see if the city council is going to vote to try to overcome the mayor's veto on this. I think he did veto their plan, did he not?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Now, what is your position on that? Do you think the inspector general position is the way to go versus this outside auditor that the council wants?
We do an outside audit every year at the Board of Water and Light. We also have an independent auditor that works for our board. What the city council and the mayor would like is to have an operational audit, which we have no problems with, however they wish to define that. Mm-hmm. I mean, in one sense, it's up to them, and then it would be taken to the voters. So it's kind of a process.
What's your personal view when you see the mayor and the city council, going back and forth and the acrimony between them on this issue? How do you view that that relationship?
Well, I think in some ways it's unfortunate they can't work this out. But I would say overall, I mean, they're representing interests that they feel strongly about. And so the mayor and both city council have seen that there's been problems in the governance, and they feel that there needs to be an audit, and we're certainly supportive of that if that's what they wish to do. They are the overall governing body, in one sense, over us and the city, and we're a city-owned utility. So.
Dennis Lowney, First Ward Commissioner for the Lansing Board of Water and Light. Dennis, thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael. You have a great night.
You also. We'll be right back with a lot more. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.